connecting the God of fire.
Sisopo mo Olorun ina.
Connecting the God of fire.
Sisopo mo Olorun ina.
One great prayer you can pray for yourself.
Adura nla kan to le gba fun ara re.
Is my father.
Ni pe baba mi.
Let me encounter the God of fire.
Je ki n ba Olorun ina pade.
No one encounters God and remains the same. Because our God is an awesome God. And when you come to God, you must expect great things from a great God. There are various ways you can encounter God. When you encounter God as the God of Abraham, then those who curse you are cursed. Those who bless you are blessed. When you encounter the God of Abraham, you encounter what God can do through faithfulness and faith. May you encounter the God of Abraham. Let your Abraham roar like thunder. When you encounter God as the God of Isaac, you experience God as the one who keeps promises. You experience the God of laughter.
Olorun erin.
I pray for somebody here.
The
God of Isaac.
Olorun Isaaki.
Which is also the God of laughter. Will visit you in the name of Jesus. When you encounter God as the God of Jacob, you encounter God as the one that changes destinies. You encounter God as the one that respects spiritual wrestlers. Those who are ready to wrestle. When you encounter God as Jehovah
Shammah,
you encounter God as the God who is always there. When you encounter God as Jehovah
Shalom,
you encounter the God who gives peace that passes understanding. When you encounter God as Jehovah
Jireh,
you encounter God as a provider. When you encounter God as Jehovah Nissi, you encounter God as He who gives victory. When you encounter God as Jehovah Rapha, you encounter God as a healer. When you encounter God as Jehovah Ra, you encounter God as a shepherd. May you encounter God as Jehovah Rapha in the name of Jesus. When you encounter God as I am that I am, you encounter God as one who says, add all your problems together, I am more than the solution. When you encounter God as the El Shaddai, you encounter God as the one who is more than sufficient. But then, when you encounter God as the God of fire, it's a different thing entirely. I'm praying for somebody here today. May you encounter the God of fire. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, We have to read three scriptures very quickly. Hebrews 12:29. For our God is a consuming fire. Can you read that and let me hear you? Read it again loud and clear. Shout it at the top of your voice.
Don't walk away.
Have you ever thought about that scripture? God is fire. God is fire. He is now a different kind of fire. A consuming fire. A consuming fire. When you say consume, destroy, waste, make useless, consume it. You don't find it again anymore. It has consumed it. Meaning that there is fire too in the spirit realm. Meaning that in that spirit realm, that is fire. Can consume anything. Whether it's witchcraft coven, whether it's a meeting in the waters, whether it's a plantation of infirmity, the fire that is present in the spirit realm, who is God Himself, is able to consume it. I pray that today you will encounter the God of fire. In Psalm 104:4. Who maketh his angels spirits?
And it is a fufu, the ocean
is ministers a flaming fire.
At your why not near.
So that prayer I asked you to pray some time ago.
I do like Monica Bambacori.
Maybe the prayer will now make sense.
Oh yeah, do you know why you need
it? It makes his ministers a flaming fire.
Oh she or why not near share.
The prayer I say you should pray in a song. I
said Monica Banini Kobay.
And I said sing that song sometimes.
Monica calling Babaji.
Right there where you are tonight. I want you to sing that song 3 hot times. Turn me to fire, turn me to fire, turn me to fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That is the basis of that prayer, that song. He, apart from being a consuming fire, can turn you to fire in the spirit realm. And nobody toys with fire. In Luke 3:16. If after drinking your manna water today, God turns you to fire, you will have done yourself a world of favor. Luke 3:16. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the lashes of whose shoes I'm not worthy to loose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That God of fire.
Olorun iná yen
is also what we call in MFM the God of Elijah.
Ohun la wa tun ma npe ni Olorun Elijah lori oke na.
The God that answered by fire.
Olorun to fi iná dahun.
The voice of destiny killers, they came to Elijah.
Ohun awon to pa ayan mo o to Elijah wa.
So come down.
Elijah ka le wa.
He told them.
Oni
I refuse to come down. Instead of me to be demoted. Instead of me to come down. Let fire come down. And fire came down. And it consumed. Roasted the men.
51
men roasted. Roasted. Second group came.
It's
a man of God.
Hey, you alone.
Come down.
So, Kalewa,
a voice of demotion.
Oh, when I see
said, instead of me to come down,
King, so Kale,
let fire.
King, no.
What did you say, sir?
Kilo.
Say, you say, man of God.
Yeah.
Man of God? Oh, no problem.
Oburu.
That thing you have said in your mouth,
oh, so, so, you know.
I will test run into your body.
Oh, do you say, oh, lalare.
Let fire.
Kingdom,
come down.
Go to Kale.
102 men.
102 men. Bejile,
roasted.
Ojono,
wasted.
Oshoko.
Because they asked him to come down. Anyone in this garden today? And there is a voice of demotion.
So we're
saying, come down. Come down. Come down. Come down. Come down. Right there where you are. Let fire come down and roast those voices. In the name of Jesus. So, in a sense, they were asking Elijah, why is your God? But Elijah was a fireman. When Elijah was around, he rough-handled demons. He humiliated them. He made them scream. He made them cry for mercy. Elijah made the enemy to depart in a hurry. Elijah worried the devil. And he gave sleep. He gave sleepless night to wicked rulers. Because he served a God of fire. He served a God of fire. Fire is hazardous. You need to respect fire. It will bless you if you respect it. If you transgress its laws, it will destroy you. Fire is hot. Fire is intense. His power can destroy, demolish, and take life. Fire destroys. Fire is amazing. Fire has been around since the angel drove Adam and Eve out of the garden. With the flaming sword. Fire is something in the spirit realm that it's used when all situations have failed. Fire is not to be toyed with. Fire is not something you play with. Fire is not something you don't respect. Fire burns. Fire is powerful. Fire has penetrating power. Fire is mysterious in action. Fire is aggressive and militant. Fire has no respect. If you throw fire into the forest, the fire does not discriminate between the elephant and the ant. It will deal with them uniformly. Fire is focused. Fire is hot. Fire makes no compromise. Fire is very confrontational. Fire has dominion power. Anywhere it goes, it wants to dominate the place. They say whatever goes up must come down. That is law of gravitation. Fire has no respect for that law of gravitation. Fire does not fit into solid. Does not fit into gas. Does not fit into liquid. It disobeys the laws of matter. Fire consumes. It melts down. It fumigates. When you throw fire into a forest, if you see the strange creatures, I'll be running away. Because the fire is there now. I'm praying that today you will connect that God of fire. You say, how do I connect the God of fire? You need to first of all become his friend by surrendering your life to him. Two, you need to call upon him. Because he said, whosoever asks receives. Years ago, in a village in some parts of Nigeria here, they had an idol. And in that idol, they had to give the idol a wife. They consult the oracle. The oracle will pick who is the wife of the idol. Whoever the oracle picks, they deposit the person in the idol's house. And the person becomes the wife of the idol. She can't marry again. She can't have children again. That's why she will be till she dies. Immediately, the woman don't last long because you can't just stay in a place with an idol and be a normal human being. That they die very quickly. And they consult the oracle and pick the next person. One particular year, they consulted an oracle. They consulted the oracle. The oracle now made a holy mistake by picking a sister in Lagos. So they went to their family. The oracle has picked your daughter. So it's our rule in the village. You must submit your daughter to the idol. If not, we'll curse you and banish out of the village. So the family mount a heavy delegation. And they came to Lagos to meet this Christian sister. And after speaking in Proverbs, the man said, well, the idol has picked you as a wife. So you have to follow us to the village and become the wife of the idol. If not, they will finish our family in that village. The sister did not cry. Said, okay, thank you. She had had this kind of message, I'm telling you now. She had known about the God who is a consuming fire. Who is also known as the God of Elijah. So the family members, when they were telling him, they were crying. She told them not to cry. I will follow you. You follow us?
What
tell you? You follow us?
What tell you?
I will follow you. But give me 3 days.
She now
started a 3 days dry
fast.
Asking power from the God of fire. Third
day,
she followed them. And they took her to the king's palace. They gave her white wrapper. Put chocolate over her face. Brought drums. They were singing as they escorted her to the idol's house. And when they got there, they pushed her inside the shrine. And they said, "Idol,
who
have brought your wife? Let our village prosper. Let women deliver children safely. Let that, they pray their normal funny prayer." And they push the sister in. Immediately she got in. She looked at this idol. A wooden object, really. And she said, "I call on the consuming fire of
God
and the fire of the God of
Elijah
to fall upon you." And there was thunder. Fire fell on that idol. All idol landed on the floor. Cut to pieces.
Okay, well.
The pieces caught fire. When the villagers saw the thunder struck, and I was pandemonium inside the shrine, they ran inside.
What's that one?
To see their idols in pieces on the floor. They ran. They ran away. As they ran away, the sister ran after them. They said, "No, we are not running away from the idol. It's you, you are running away from. Which kind of power is this? You have destroyed the idol."
Listen,
since there is no idol again, can I go back to Lagos? And that was how they said, go. I'm praying for somebody here. You will encounter the God of fire. Let your heaven roar like thunder. Bring out your manna water now and stretch it towards this altar and let your amen roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like thunder. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. With a voice as loud as thunder, you will sing this song 7 times. 7 times. The God that answered by fire. God that answered by fire.
Let him be my God.
God that answered by fire.
Let him be my God.
God that answered by fire.
Let him be my
number
God.
Three, now.
Let him be my God. God that answered by fire.
Number four, now. In the beginning, the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And your word says, "Let there be light." Father,
Baba,
let the Spirit of fire, the Spirit of the God of fire, the Spirit of the God of fire, the Spirit of the God of fire, flow into this water in the name of Jesus. Flow,
flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow. In the name of Jesus.
It's happening. Let it water. Carry the fire of God. Carry the fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, you are the God of Elijah. You are the God of fire and power. In your power as the God who is a consuming fire, enter into this water. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, show Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, show Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, show Jesus.
The Lord blesses you from Zion.
May
His face shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. You go from strength to strength. And from glory to glory. Cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. As you drink this manna water, your story shall change. Immediately we share the grace now. Make sure you finish that water. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.